Tyler Pitlick joins us on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline right now. Tyler, appreciate the time. It's got to have been one of the weirdest 24-hour, 48-hour stretches of your career now that we find you as a member of the Calgary Flames. Tell us about the last 24 hours or so.
It's been pretty crazy for sure. A lot of changes. Just a lot going through our minds, obviously, with a lot of changes, finding out I was exposed, and then that I was going to be selected, and then that I was going to be traded. So our minds have kind of been everywhere this past 2 days. So, but we're excited now and looking forward to the new opportunity.
When did you find out or have an idea that you were going to end up in Calgary as opposed to staying in Seattle?
I didn't really know I was going to Calgary per se, but I was told yesterday that I was probably going to be traded, and not to get too excited about being selected by the Kraken because I probably wasn't going to be there. So then I obviously wonder where you're going, and find out today it's Calgary. So we're excited.
So how do you, I would imagine an uncertain time, a nerve-wracking time, an exciting time. How do you handle the whole thing? How difficult has it been? And if it has been difficult, how do you kind of keep yourself from going a little crazy?
I don't know. I mean, we're just kind of rolling with it. I think at this point in my career and everything, and my wife's been around my entire career, and we've been through lots of different scenarios, so we're used to kind of just rolling with it and figuring out as we go. So it is what it is, and now we just got to figure out what our next step is, find a place in Calgary now, and sell our place here in Scottsdale. So there's a lot to do, but we'll figure it out, and we're looking forward to the new opportunity.
At least you're familiar with Alberta, right? I mean, there's that. You've spent some time in Medicine Hat, Edmonton, so it's not like you're a complete stranger to Calgary per se.
Right, exactly. We're looking forward to it. I mean, we're excited to be back in Canada, into a hockey market, have some snow again. It's going to be, sounds weird to say, but we're looking forward to the snow and all that stuff. So we're excited.
So how does a guy from Minnesota end up becoming Tigers, Oilers, now Flames, as Will just said? How does a guy from Minnesota become so familiar with the province of Alberta?
I don't know. I mean, just kind of worked out that way, and I guess I'm not really sure how it all happened, but I guess it's meant to be, and hopefully it's a good match and it goes well.
So what was your reaction when you found out that you were going to Calgary and the Flames were going to be your new team?
I mean, obviously a lot of initial shock and like whatever, you know, you're worried about family and kids and COVID and all that different stuff goes through your mind. But once I started thinking about my career and how I just think it's going to be a good fit for me, and it's going to be good for me, and I'm going to be able to help the team there in Calgary, and I think it's going to be a really good fit, and I think my family's going to love it as well, and I think it's going to be good all around. So we're very excited.
Newest Calgary Flames forward Tyler Pitlick with us this afternoon on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
As you just mentioned, Tyler, of course, COVID's still very much in our lives, so don't necessarily know exactly how next season's going to go, but it's going to go back to an 82-game schedule, going to play again once outside of your division. But we just talked about it. You're very familiar with the Flames from your time at Edmonton. How exciting. You're joining that kind of rare company now of guys that have played on both sides of the Battle of Alberta.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's going to be a little bit goofy being on the other side of it because I was on the other side before, but I mean, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to being a part of that again. It's so fun playing those games and having that rivalry, and I mean, it's going to be fun for sure.
was trying to go back in your career and look at some connections. My guess is you're not too familiar with anybody on this Flames roster. What do you know about the current members of the Calgary Flames?
I mean, I know Luch from Edmonton, and I mean, that's kind of where it ends, I guess. I don't really know any of the guys personally that I can think of off the top of my head. But, I mean, I know there's a lot of talent there and a lot of good players, and I just hope that I can, you know, bring my energy and compete and just experience and add to it.
Have you heard from Lucic yet?
Not yet, but his wife reached out to my wife and all that stuff. So hopefully that can help with finding a place to live and school and all that sort of stuff. So should be good.
Yeah, see if he's got any houses on his street that are for sale maybe, hey?
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself as a player, because I think obviously fans would know you from your time at Edmonton, but maybe weren't as focused on you specifically. What kind of player are you, and what are you going to bring to the Calgary Flames, Tyler?
I'm hardworking, north, you know, I just play hard, physical, get on the forecheck. I like to play on the penalty kill and just be solid defensively and chip in as much offensively as I can. So I just think you're going to know what you're going to get from me every night, just being physical and playing as hard as I can.
What do you know about Daryl Sutter, and what excites you about playing for him?
I don't know a ton, but I know that he likes the hardworking guys, and I think that's going to bode well for me because that's me. I'm going to work hard and bring it every night, so I think that's going to be good for me.
Tyler Pitlick with us, newest Calgary Flames forward on Sportsnet 960 The Fan this afternoon. You talk about being a north-facing guy and a hard-working guy, but last couple of years in Arizona, some really, really heavy defensive responsibility. How much pride do you take in the defensive side of your game?
A lot. I mean, I hate getting scored on. I do not like being on the ice when the other team scores, and I do everything I can to keep that from happening, whether it's blocking a shot or taking a hit to get the puck out of the zone, you know, the little things that sometimes go unnoticed. I pride myself on those things and just doing everything I can to help the team.
When you're taking on really heavy defensive responsibility and you're taking on really good players on the other side, when you take a look at some of the numbers out there defensively and, you know, how many times you've been scored on and some of the metrics out there that track these things, you do very, very well. So what goes into being that type of shutdown forward? What makes a good shutdown forward in this league?
I think it's, I mean, kind of touched on it before, just like doing the little things. It's blocking shots and getting pucks out of the zone every chance you can and, you know, taking hits to make plays. You just got to, like, think the game. And, I mean, you also, I've been put in the situation to be that guy. You know, you're usually with a good two-way centerman that definitely makes things easier. And, you know, if you're on that line to shut other teams down, it's a lot of fun. And hopefully you're with two other guys that take pride in that as well and just want to shut the other team down. And if you come out with a goal, it's a win.
You're listed as a center. NHL lists you as a center, but you've played predominantly on the wing, on the right wing. Is center still an option for you, or have you pretty much settled into being a winger at this point?
I mean, I don't want to take anything off the table. I think I could play center if I needed to, but I've been mostly a wing. I mean, my whole, since college, junior, the whole time I've really been a wing. So I think I'm predominantly a winger, and yeah.
Okay. Well, what's next for you? Like you talked, you need to buy a house. You need to figure out what's happening in Scottsdale. You've got a lot ahead of you in the next few weeks. Just, I guess, take us through what the summer has planned and what you had planned prior to this news hitting you earlier today.
I mean, we planned on just staying here for the summer, and training here and skating here and doing all that stuff. But, yeah, that could all change pretty quick. So I think, obviously, we got to sell this place. We got to find a place to rent in Calgary and figure out, I mean, all sorts of different things, what we're going to do with our furniture here, if we want to bring it or ship it home to Minnesota. Or there's a whole lot of stuff that's kind of going to go into it. But, yeah, it's going to be a little stressful for a little bit, but overall we're excited and looking forward to it.
Time at the golf course is probably taken out of the picture now, huh?
Yeah, there won't be a ton of that. I'll have to try and find some time.
Nowhere to golf in Scottsdale. There's just a look at kind of the things we don't always talk about when a guy gets traded. There is a lot to do, and I know it's going to be a really busy and hectic time for you coming up, Tyler. Really appreciate you spending some time with us this afternoon. Can't wait to see you in Calgary in a couple of months, and good luck the rest of the summer. Thanks so much for doing this today.
Thank you. No problem.